The landscape, legends, and history of the Black Hills provided the inspiration for Paul Dennis's CD, Black Hills Gold. Dennis moved to the Black Hills in 1984, and the CD features 11 musical portraits of his new home. Carl Gerke has more for today's Arts Advocate Report.
Paul Dennis is a Spearfish computer consultant who's involved with computer training, graphic design, and desktop publishing. Before moving to the Black Hills from the East Coast, Dennis had been a professional musician for 2 decades, playing in bands, writing songs, and teaching music. But recently, Dennis has been able to combine his interests in music and computers to produce the music heard on Black Hills Gold.
My whole life was devoted to music, and then when I developed the knack for computers, the musical tie-in was still out of my reach in terms of affordability, so I wound up basically just doing strictly business computers, you know, word processing and spreadsheets and so forth, and sort of put the music aside for quite a long time. And it wasn't until relatively recently that the price of, for example, sound cards, you know, and MIDI-capable keyboards became more affordable that I was finally able to put the two together. And so this really was my first effort in that direction, and it really wound up being great because the combination of the two, a lot of people think, well, computer-generated music, like you just, you know, you push a button and somehow the computer actually composes the music or, you know, or generates the music. And although there are programs that can do that, if you ever heard the music that came from one of those, you would know that there was no human, you know, component, no human emotion behind it or anything else. So, you know, the music was definitely composed by me, but basically using the computer as the recording medium, so sort of like the tape deck, and also as the instrument itself to generate the sounds.
Dennis's previous work as a composer had been as a songwriter, but Black Hills Gold is his first attempt at writing instrumental music.
Although at first I thought it might be somewhat difficult, it turned out not to be really that difficult. That once I was able to pin down the rhythmic feel of, you know, the subject of the song, and then the melodies and so forth seemed to come, you know, pretty easily. So this won't be my only effort. There will be others to follow.
It would seem to me that when you're dealing with the majesty of the hills, that it'd be hard to adequately express that through verse or through lyrics. You know, here's the eagle up in the sky.
You know. Well, that's true, and it's, you know, it's sort of like it's all been said and done, you know, kind of a deal too. I mean, there's the tendency might be to sort of reinvent the wheel as far as the verbal descriptions and so forth go. But I think with just music, you know, there's any number of ways to express these things from just a pure musical standpoint. And fortunately, that the reaction to the music has been great. You know, a lot of people of all ages, really, which has been pretty edifying to me, from the senior citizens right down to even high school kids, you know, have all reacted positively to the music. So apparently my attempt to capture these feelings was relatively successful, and that's something that I'm real happy about.
Dennis's album is called Black Hills Gold. It's available on CD and cassette from Dakota Records in Spearfish. South Dakota Arts Council support of this program is provided with funds from the National Endowment for the Arts and the state of South Dakota. I'm Carl Gerke, Arts Advocate on South Dakota Public Radio.